Hallelujah. Morning, family. Hallelujah. Morning, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, as we go through this word this morning. We just thank you. You remind us of your goodness that is available for us and the stupidity of reckoning ourselves unworthy of eternal life, Lord. Bless the word, enlighten each one, motivate each one. See your goodness and run into your goodness and stay in your goodness in Jesus' name, amen. It's Psalm 94, our readings this morning, and it's 1 to 11.
O Lord, God of vengeance, O God of vengeance, shine forth, rise up, O judge of the earth, repay to the proud what they deserve. O Lord, how long shall the wicked, how long shall the wicked exult? They pour out their arrogant words, all the evildoers boast. They crush your people, O Lord, and afflict your heritage. They kill the widow and the sojourner. They murder the fatherless, and they say the Lord doesn't see, that God of Jacob does not perceive. Understand, O dullest of the people, fools, when will you be wise? He who planted the ear, does he not hear? He who formed the eye, does he not see? He who disciplines the nations, does he not rebuke? He who teaches man knowledge, the Lord knows the thoughts of man, that they are but a breath.
Hallelujah. So just amazingly to just be reminded, you know, that the God that made everything, including our eyes and including our ears, he both sees and he knows. And this beautiful, wonderful God that Jesus introduced to us and said, it's your Father, our Father. It's so beautiful to know that he has moved on behalf of mankind and he has dealt with all sin, with all iniquities, and he's made available that we can step out of time into eternity. We can step out of the temporal into the spiritual that is eternal, that's going to last forever. It's myself and Stephen were talking about this yesterday. It's just so beautiful. There's so many concepts of the end of time, the end days. And you know, when you have come to your God, your days have ended and his days has begun. Eternity has begun for you. You've got an eternal God that has got the eternal plans for this world. You've got an eternal God that's got plans for every little creature, for all that he created, and that includes you. And that is what is so beautiful. When you are called by the Lord, you step out of darkness into the kingdom of the Son of his love. That's the eternal kingdom. And that's the days of the Lord. And that's where you find your good, the goodness that God has got in store in your heart, that eternal goodness. That is what you get. And then you get this eternal God walking together with you, showing himself strong on your behalf. And that's the beauty of waking up to what we have got in Jesus. God said, stop your nonsense. You can't get there on your own. You can't get there under the Lord. You can't get there in the old covenant. The new covenant, God has moved and God has made available a place for each and every one of us to step into, come back to our eternal home, our eternal destiny, and the plan that God has got for our lives in fellowship with him, in fellowship with the Father and Son. And that's the beauty. The other side of the coin, if you don't, you're still on the broad way that's leading to destruction. If you don't, you are still conforming yourself to the pattern of this world. If you don't, you are still trusting in man and you are cursed. So guys, we can just see again, there's a split. And the split is a T-junction where you choose, man, I am not of this world, I am of God. I am not of the lies, I am of the truth. I am not of the temporal, I am of the permanent, the perfect, the kingdom of God. And that's our reality. We are raised and seated together with him in heavenly places. And then whenever he is revealed, amen, that's why we set our minds on things above, because whenever he is revealed, we are revealed with him in glory. And many of the translators got that so wrong in Colossians, where they say that where it says we've been raised and seated with him, and we must therefore change our mind, and we must be transformed by the renewing of our mind, looking to the things above. And then it goes and it says, when Christ, it's not just when, it's whenever. Remember, Jesus was always king, or in creation, he rejoiced here when creation was being formed. And he was always part of the Godhead, rejoicing in the things, of the heavenly things, and the everything that was made. And then he became a man for a time, but he is now returned to the Godhead with all authority now, taken back anything that we lost from Satan. And so he's now again all over, all powerful, all knowing, and our big brother and shepherd, guys. So stick to Jesus, stick to the word, stick to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and you experience the love of God. Amen. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.